Okay, so we're in batch number four now. It's Tim and Uta, local news and features, and we have for you four headlines, four stories coming up. And my head, Uta's going to do headlines first.
Okay.
It's trying to remember the order now. Uta's going to read your headlines first, and then I'll do mine next.
Right, I won't disclose much, but I say it's about Mad Mavis, aged 78. And the second story is about the inside school that staff, pupils and parents are right to be proud of.
I think Mad Mavis sounds ace. Okay, my headlines are new speed camera technology snares 400 Staffordshire drivers, ouch, and bull breed dog dumped in cemetery, and now the RSP want to speak to the man who did this. So over to Uta now, who is going to do the first story for us in batch number four.
Okay, thank you, Tim. Well, Mad Mavis, 78 years old, has house raided by blundering police. An elderly couple were left shaking and terrified after police rammed their door in to raid their home. After a tip-off, they were growing cannabis. Mavis Lovelock, 78, and husband Barry Lovelock, 80, were just finishing their breakfast when police swarmed their home last Saturday. The couple stood in horror as around nine police officers rammed their door in. The elderly couple were shown a warrant permitting them to force entry after a tip-off that they were growing cannabis in their home, they said. Police have since confirmed no cannabis plants were found in the Lovelocks' home. Mavis, a retired charity donation administrator, said, "We were just finishing our breakfast and my husband got up to make another cup of tea. We saw lots of policemen outside the front window and they just rammed the door down. They got inside and just stood there a minute. I think they realized they had got the wrong place. There were about nine of them in total. It was terrifying. It really shook us up. Since then, I've been afraid to go out because I don't know what I'd be coming back to. I still feel really rough. Every sound I hear now, I jump. I've been up at 4:30 a.m. most mornings since." The couple have lived in their home since 1978 and say it's a quiet, pleasant neighborhood. So they never expected uninvited intruders smashing in both their front and back doors as they finished their breakfast. The horrified couple found out afterwards the police had been tipped off that they had cannabis plants growing in their home. Mavis said a policewoman stayed with them after the incident because it had been so distressing to the couple. She said the next day flowers were brought round by way of an apology from the force, but it doesn't make up for what they did. Mavis said, "I couldn't stop shaking afterwards, to the point one of the officers suggested I go to hospital." Mavis and Barry, a retired Severn Trent worker, are in the process of getting quotes to replace their damaged front door and back gate, which they will send to police to be compensated. They claim the window has also been damaged. But she says in the meantime she feels the house is not secure and has felt uncomfortable leaving the house for fear of intruders getting in. Mavis and Barry said they are unsure how police obtained a warrant to enter their home. She said police should have done checks such as who lives in the property and who is registered there on the electoral roll. She said they can't fathom who would have tipped police off as they only have three elderly ladies come to visit. Mavis added, "We have never had any trouble with the police before, and neither have our boys. It will take some time or some getting over. I might feel better when the new door is in and it feels more secure. I suppose you have to try and pick yourself back up and get on with it as best as you can." A police spokesperson said officers executed two warrants at properties and were done based on information received that related to the production of cannabis. They said due diligence was completed prior to the enforcement taking place. However, the force acknowledges that the information was not fully accurate and no plants were found inside. Officers have spoken to the residents living at that address regarding the incident to apologize, provide reassurance and explain why the lawfully executed warrant took place. At the other property, 79 cannabis plants were seized. No one was arrested and an investigation is continuing. Over to you now.
Many thanks. So my first story is new speed camera technology snares 400 Staffordshire drivers, which can't be nice for those who have been caught. Hundreds of motorists have been caught speeding by a new mobile camera vans in the county after new technology improves images snapped in the dark had been rolled out. New low-light cameras were installed after officials noted the number of serious and fatal smashes which had taken place during the hours of darkness. And since their rollout in November last year, more than 400 motorists have now been snapped. It marks yet another investment in cameras aimed at capturing drivers breaking the speed limit in Staffordshire. In 2023, it was announced that £640,000 was being pumped into overhauling both fixed cameras across North Staffordshire along with the technology in the vans. Chiefs said that the digital devices would quicken the process of identifying offending drivers and provide clarity to enable other misdemeanours to be spotted. An initial rollout saw 20 cameras upgraded, including those on key routes through Sneed Green, Trent Vale, Badley Green and Henley, in an effort to improve safety on the city's roads. In the first year of operation, figures previously revealed how 2,301 were caught by three cameras in the Potteries, with the busiest camera being on the A34 Newcastle Road in Trent Vale, where 1,616 vehicles were clocked speeding. Now, more improvements have been made, and this time to the mobile camera vans often spotted on busy routes around North Staffordshire. Traditionally, officers have said they are deployed in areas where concerns have been raised over speeding. The investment has been overseen, as was done with the fixed cameras, by the Staffordshire Safer Roads Partnership, the SSRP. Officials say it comes after statistics laid bare the issues of collisions during the hours of darkness. Across 2022 and 2023, for all road users, 46% of fatal collisions and 30% of serious smashes happened during night time when it's dark. For pedestrians, the figures were 56% and 35% respectively. The upgraded cameras provide higher quality images and better low light capability. So over to Uta now, who's going to do her next story for us in batch number four.
Thank you very much. Well, this is about the inside school that staff, pupils and parents are right to be proud of. Ofsted has described a Stoke-on-Trent primary school as one that staff, pupils and parents are right to be proud of. Greenways Primary Academy in Stockton Brook recently underwent a two-day ungraded inspection by the Education Watchdog. It was the Nursery Avenue's second ungraded inspection since being judged as good overall back in 2013. The inspector hailed the improvements made since the last visit in 2019 and confirmed the school's next inspection would be graded as a result. Although one-word judgments were scrapped by the government in September last year, schools are still graded on five separate areas: quality of education, behaviour and attitudes, personal development, leadership and management, and early years provision. The recently published Ofsted report states, evidence gathered during this ungraded inspection suggests that the school's work may have improved significantly across all areas since the previous inspection. The school's next inspection will be a graded inspection. It is a school that staff, pupils and parents are right to be proud of. Pupils achieve high standards across the curriculum. They are ready for the next stage in their education, and the school sets high expectations for how pupils should behave. Pupils behave exceptionally well. They are incredibly polite and highly motivated to learn. Pupils know that if they have a worry, staff will help them with care and dedication. Pupils are happy and safe. It adds, the curriculum has been carefully considered so that concepts and knowledge in each subject build effectively towards ambitious outcomes. Staff value the high-quality professional development they receive, and this helps them to deliver the curriculum effectively. Reading is a high priority. Staff are experts at teaching early reading. Staff teach mathematics consistently and effectively. Pupils develop fluency in mathematics successfully. They use a range of strategies to work through tricky mathematical problems before asking for adult support. They confidently solve mathematical problems with independence. Pupils achieve high standards in mathematics. The early years environment is very welcoming. Staff are incredibly nurturing. The early years curriculum is carefully considered and ambitious in its aims. Staff have identified that children begin school needing more support with physical development. Pupils with special educational needs and or disabilities, SEND as abbreviation, are identified early. Staff are experts at supporting pupils with SEND. Pupils are supported with strategies that meet their individual needs. Attending school regularly is a top priority. Staff are knowledgeable and meticulously check on pupil attendance. As a result, pupils attend school regularly. Decisions are made in the best interest of children. Staff hold very positive views about how the school supports their well-being and manages their workload. They highly value professional development and collaboration across the trust. Gemma Garside, executive head teacher at Greenway's Primary Academy, said, "I am incredibly proud of the Ofsted report, which captures everything that we believe in and pride ourselves on at Greenway's. The report reflects the hard work and dedication of all our staff, pupils, and the entire school community. We are committed to providing an exceptional education for all our pupils that prepare them for their future education journey. And this report is a testament to our ongoing efforts to ensure that every child can thrive." Dawn Haywood, CEO of Windsor Academy Trust, added, "This is a fantastic and well-deserved achievement for Greenway's Primary Academy. The report clearly demonstrates the positive impact of the school's ambitious vision and the Trust's commitment to providing exceptional educational experiences. We are incredibly proud of the school's success and look forward to building on this." Well, this sounds great, doesn't it?
It does. Many thanks for that. So, Bulbury Dog Dumped in Cemetery, now the RSPCA want to speak to certain men. So this is my final story and the final story for you in batch number 4. So the RSPCA has released CCTV of two men that they want to speak to after a Bulbury dog was callously dumped in a cemetery. The dog named Trixie was discovered wandering inside the gates of Crewe Cemetery and Crematorium last weekend. Just moments earlier, she had been spotted being led into the site on Badger Avenue via the entrance at Market Close. The member of the public who found Trixie, who was in good health and has a dark brown coat and white chest, took her to a vet's in Nantwich. She has been microchipped and is now being cared for at a private boarding accommodation in Shropshire. Now the RSPCA wants to trace two men who they believe may have important information about the incident. The animal charity is appealing for them to come forward to potentially support their inquiries. RSPCA Inspector Nadine Pengilly, who is investigating, said, "We'd like to talk to these men as we think they may be able to help with inquiries. It appears the dog was deliberately left at the location, but thankfully she was picked up very quickly by a member of the public and has now been cared for." The RSPCA has seen a worrying surge in the abandonment of pets at the start of this year and would urge anyone considering abandoning an animal because they're struggling to care for them to seek out help from the many reputable animal welfare charities who can offer help and advice to anyone in a difficult situation. In January, 1,972 incidents of abandonment were reported to the RSPCA, compared to 1,471 incidents in the first month of last year, a rise of more than 34%. Similarly, 1,702 abandonment incidents were reported by the charity last month, compared to 1,405 in February 2024. If anyone has any information about Trixie, they're urged to contact the RSPCA appeals line number on 0300 123 8018 and refer to incident number 014 75752. So that's it for local news and features with myself. I need to keep listening. Shortly, we will have the one and only Snippets with Uta, and then myself and Liz will read some more stories for you in batch number 5.